And as I briefly mentioned, we are going to check in with the Ketchikan Community Foundation about their grant cycle, which is open right now, and they're looking for applicants. Joining us this morning is Greg Karlick. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for joining me. And before we get into the grants themselves, let people know a little bit about what the Ketchikan Community Foundation is and does.
So the Ketchikan Community Foundation is a foundation that is growing and a permanent endowment fund to support our nonprofit community. We started back in 2013, I believe, is when the inception was. And this idea came with the backing of the Alaska Community Foundation, which is the state organization that is trying to get each community a foundation to help their nonprofit organizations with a growing endowment fund. So we have this fund that I kind of relate to as like the permanent dividend fund, where we get donations from everybody and have been backed by the Alaska Community Foundation, which is then backed by the Rasmussen Foundation. And we've grown this pot of money that we get to reap the rewards every year by granting money back to our local community nonprofit organizations. But we don't ever touch the principal of that fund. We only grant money back off of the interest that we've earned over the fund, because it's invested, of course. And so over the years, we're able to start granting money. Back in 2016 is when we first started able to grant money back to our community. And over these 5 years, we have now granted $106,000 back to our local community, all because of this permanent fund type endowment fund that we've created through local donors, generous donors, and through the Alaska Community Foundation matching funds type of grants as well. So,
and I was going to say, and it seems each year you're able to give more.
Right. Yeah. And this year is no different. This is our biggest year of funding or granting, I should say. We are looking to grant at $30,000 back to our local community. And that is this is our largest pot of grant money so far.
And it
just keeps growing and growing. That's what, you know, just like the permanent fund dividend, and we don't touch that principal, and it keeps growing and growing, and we get money back off of all that interest that we earn off of that. So,
and I know that you have themes, I guess I'll call them, each year. And what is your focus this year?
Yeah, so right now we have three different themes. I like your word there. And this year, our theme is called community enrichment. So we try and make them a little bit as broad as possible, and still have a narrow kind of a focus in what we try and do, at least different each year. But this year it's community enrichment. So we want any nonprofit, so any 501c3 group that has a idea that can enrich the community or make this community a better place to be or do. And so that's a broad kind of spectrum topic. So this is our year to get everybody to come up with ideas to get this community rolling and better and make it better than it already is, right?
And just can you go ahead and mention the other two themes, even though we're not focusing on them this year, but just so people are aware of them.
Right. So like I said, we have three different topics. Last year was youth. So we kind of focused on the young and the youth groups. And then the year before that is physical and emotional support grants. And so this will be our sixth year. So this is our second go around in through the cycle. We've had some great projects already through our 5 year cycles. We're looking for really good projects coming through on this cycle as well. So we're excited. This is our fun time of year for the foundation. This is what we work for all year, and we all our money raising, our fundraising. This is the time we get to see our nonprofits organizations come out with great ideas and help them get their work done.
Okay, again, this is community enrichment is our theme this year. And if someone is interested in applying for one of these grants, what do they do? And what is the process? Is it complicated? Is it simple?
We're trying to make it as simple as possible. It's a substantial grant application, I should, because we ask for a lot of material, because we want it to be a sustainable grant project or whatever. You have to go to our website, ketchikancf.org, and on that page you'll see a subtopic up on the top of the page called grants, and you'll see our 2021 grant program timeline. So it's open now, goes through February 5th at 5 p.m. That's when it will close. It is an online grant application. So you'll scroll through, you'll see some notes about the grants and the requirements and such. And we have a topic on there called grant guidelines if you need help with it. And then halfway down the page, you'll see highlighted thing called Apply Now. And so you just click on that, and that'll take you through the whole grant application process. You can always call us. Katie Vincent is our program manager, and she has office hours, and you can always call her and ask for help or get some questions on there. She does have an email address, and it's on that web page. It's on that same page right there. If you need guideline or direction or help or anything like that.
Okay, so people have just a little over a week to get that in. So probably.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, February 5th.
It's going quick, isn't it?
Yeah, I was gonna say. So I thought it was farther away than the 5th, but now is probably the time to head to that website and check out the information and to get your applications in.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you wanted to mention?
We are always looking for fundraising ideas or donations as well. We do have the Alaska Community Foundation is doing another matching grant for us. So if we can raise $30,000 this year, they will match $30,000 to put it into that big pot again. And so we just increase our grant funding as much as we can. So we're always into looking for donations, which you can donate on our webpage as well. But right now we're focused on our nonprofits and getting money to them. So that's the fun part. So any 501c3 organization is eligible to apply, and we will take a look at all the applications and sift through them and make our choices early next month or so, and then hopefully get money out there to these great nonprofit organizations, get their projects started hopefully in sometime early April, probably, hopefully.
Okay, any idea how many you might award, or is it difficult to say until you see all the applications?
Yeah, it's tough to say. Depends on what kind of projects you go on and how much you can ask for. Somebody can ask for all 30,000, and if it's a great project, it has its capability, right? We have the ability to award for one big project. But we also do like the small projects as well. But it's all up to whatever the applications come in. We've had as little as 1, 2, 3, 4 people get a grant, and we've had 6, 7, counting real quick, like up to 9 or 10 applications get granted. So it all depends on what the projects come in with and how much they are requesting. So We try and get it out to as many organizations as possible, unless we see some really good projects. We've granted over $7,000 to the Ketchikan Pioneer Home 1 year because they just had a great project idea to have a hydroponic garden, right? So their residents could grow their own food and stuff like that. So that we thought that was an awesome project and one of my favorites actually that we've funded. So
okay,
it all depends on what you got, what your ideas are out there. We're excited to see them.
Okay, again, that deadline is February 5th. It's coming right up. And again, Greg, can you give people the website address?
Right. So it's www.ketchikancf.org.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you having us on.
Greg Karlick from the Ketchikan Community Foundation. Again, the application deadline coming up, and if you're a 501c3 nonprofit, if you're involved with one, and have some ideas, it's an opportunity to get some extra money to work on projects.